of you. I see your face when each day is through and days go past.
Oh, so fast, but memories, they last. Summer, winter, year by year,
year by year,
I'll hear this song inside my ear,
trying to restart
and be smart,
but thoughts of you haunt my heart. No, I don't wanna be alone now. Just biding my time. I need somebody dearly, and darling, you'd be so blind.
Spring and autumn, up and down,
up and down.
I keep trying to escape this town,
and I just might.
I'll take flight,
maybe tomorrow, not tonight.
Good morning, Medford. It is 7 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, V Tufts Freeform Radio. How are you doing today on this lovely morning? And guess who joined me in the studio? Today we've got the lovely presence and visit of Eleanor. Good morning, Eleanor. You can speak. Yeah, the mic is on.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. I am a little bit sleep deprived, but I'm excited to be here.
Not going to lie, me too. today's show is my last one on WMFO because I am leaving Friday. And and it's called It Was Nice While It Lasted. And it's a BoJack Horseman reference, hence the first song, which is from the original soundtrack of BoJack Horseman. And I know this show is called Radio Europe, and I usually try to not play any American music, but I think for today, we don't really care, and I'm just going to do whatever, because it's the last one anyways. Have you watched BoJack Horseman?
I have not.
Many people have not. Many people have. I'm part of the people who love it. I understand why people hate it. Controversial show? I don't know, but lots of other things to come. Today, you will hear, and I promise you will hear, about the cringiest places in which I cried, whether it be here at Tufts or some of the places in the world. I have prepared an entire list on my like notepad of where I've cried that was a little cringe. I can just tell you one. I'm just going to pick one completely random. In Duick McFay Center. Yeah, true. I cried there once. Hello.
We all have. We've all
yeah, we all have. We all have. But do you have students at Duick McFay? Because I do.
Oh.
I've seen them. I don't know if they saw me that day, but I think I've seen them. I was like, oh, brother, no. So that was the first thing. You see, it's going to be an interesting show. Stay tuned. We're just going to listen to a little bit of music before that. Romeo and Juliet, to which I have cried in the Green Line this time. Okay. It's getting started. Let's go. Enjoy. Stay tuned. I'll see you later.
A love struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, she's singing, Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. What you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart, and I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong? Juliet, up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. Can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You're not a movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. I can't do the talks like the talk on the TV. And I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, the bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julie, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julie, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. Romeo, you sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade, he says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
Right, Eleanor, did you know that song?
I did not, but it's on my liked songs now on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. I hope that's the same case for people who didn't know that song. That was Dire Straits' Romeo and Juliet, a song which my dad made me listen to for a change. My dad made me listen to like a ton of songs that I played here, and I was like, oh, that's for my dad because he made me listen to it. And he, you know, did. Eleanor, can I just ask you a question? You do not have to share the answer, but can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever cried in a bus or a train?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, when you're, like, in the train, like, leaving somewhere that, or going somewhere that's very meaningful, and you're in your feelings, and you're looking out the window, and you feel like you're in a movie video, or, like, a music video. Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
Well, that was the next point of my list. I was just, you know, I was staring at this screen in which I have written, like, all the cringiest places that I can remember at Crichton, because there are probably others that I can't remember. And a lot of them are either trains or, like, metro lines or that kind of things. So I wanted to know if it was just me or if, or if we actually have something with metro lines and just people crying. And then I'm trying to think of an example. Like the second one that I have on my list is RERB Tougif sur Yvette, or in Châtelet-Léal. For those of you who don't know, Châtelet-Léal is like the biggest metro station of Paris. And it's like literally every metro line collapses there. It's just amazing. You can get lost very easily. And I was crying not for that. I think, well, I was crying because I was sad that time. That happened multiple times, actually. I don't know to what extent I want to share everything. That's the thing. I should have thought about that earlier, but I think I was crying because of love. Mm. And that's a beautiful reason to cry for, but also an awful one, because I was probably looking like, I don't know, someone who was desperate on that metro line. So RERB Tougif sur Yvette was one of them. There was also that time where I think I was in a train between Milano and Cape Cod. Wow. And Lake Como. And I think it was just like the beautiful wind. I was crying because I was sad too, because of love too, but like the view was so nice, and you could just like stand. Have you ever been there?
Yes, yeah. I went a few years ago.
It's just so nice. If you've never been there, Italy is just, oh, I'm not talking about Italy the restaurant, I'm talking about the actual country. It's a wonderful place to be in. I really loved it. So that was part of it. I think, like, yeah, public transport. There was also this time that was still in the metro line in Paris. I think it was Ligne 14, so like one of the most recent metro lines. And I was calling my mom and I was crying because I was sad because of love again. Okay, I was in Paris at that time. Time to be sad. And there was this guy who saw me crying, and I think he heard the conversation that I had on the phone with my mom. And I was just saying, I know it's going to be all right, but right now it's not.
Oh, Marion.
And he looked at me with this look of, oh, brother. It was not like a pity, but also kind of, but also not exactly pity. Something even worse than pity, in the sense that it was like, I cannot
disdain.
Do anything. Disdain. Disdain, but sympathy. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that was probably like the ultimate example of a cringe place I've cried in. Any specific memories of crying?
I cried in the TGV, going from Tübingen, where I studied abroad, to my grandparents' house. And I was so tired, and I was just like crying. And I think, like, I like to journal when I'm in the train, because it's like, oh, like time stops, you know, you just have to sit there and
you're
just wait.
You're that girl
and
on the train.
I know, and so I just started journaling and sobbing, and then I've had times when my nose has started bleeding too when I start crying, so that's pretty embarrassing, but I always have tissues on hand in case.
That's true. Okay, so you'd say, because like most of the reasons I think I've cried in public transportation was sometimes because I was genuinely like melancholic and sad of everything. Most of the time was because of love, not gonna lie. But yours was because you were tired.
I was tired and emotional that I was leaving my city abroad.
Oh, was it the last day? Right. I mean, understandable. Being sleep deprived and sad doesn't usually, you know, make something that's not cry prone, if that makes any sense. Wow, that was a hard sentence to finish. We're just gonna maybe stop talking for a little bit. How about we listen to some David Bowie? How about you listen to Life on Mars? What do you think about
like
that?
Sounds like a great idea.
We're gonna blast the the sound system here, and I hope you do enjoy it at home. Oh, if you just tuned in, hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio, and Life on Mars. Here we go.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars?
America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on. Take a look at the old man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
I love.
hello again. Did you just tune in? Because you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, VTufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion, and we're currently in our very last show of Radio Europe. Today's theme is It Was Nice While It Lasted. And we're talking about the cringiest places that I've cried in. And today joining me in the studio is Eleanor. Oh, Eleanor, hey.
Hi.
How do you feel still, you know, sleepy, sleep deprived, or how's that?
I think I'm still waking up.
Yeah.
But this is waking me up. I think the music is.
It really is. And like I said before, we're just blasting the sound, so we have no choice but to stay awake. I have a question for you, another one. Have you seen Licorice Pizza, that movie?
I have not. I wanted to see it, but I didn't.
Right. Okay, so anecdotes about this movie, because you may wonder, hey, what's the link between Life on Mars and But You're Mine? And I'd be like, usually I'd be like, I don't know, probably no reason to play them side by side at all, but actually there is one, and they're both part of this movie. It's the soundtrack for Licorice Pizza, a movie which I saw at the theater, actually, and I lived in Strasbourg at the time. Yes, you know what's coming, right? And I was just... You've been to Strasbourg before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that cinema, that movie theater that was called L'Odyssée?
I think I walked past it.
It was a very small cinema. I think they're probably still existing. I hope they are. But it was a small cinema, and it was very cheap, and it was playing like old movies and sometimes new releases, but most of the time it was like past releases, mm-hmm. so it was cheap, and you could mm-hmm. just go there, and it was like, like 4 or 5 euros, which is even how much is that in dollars?
Like $5 or $6.
Yeah, $5 or $6 probably. So, you know, it was very cheap, and I really loved it. And I wanted to see that movie, and I remember it was one night, and I went there by myself, which, you know, I was very proud of. Like, I'm going to movies by myself, yeah. And it was probably 19. And I don't know, for some reason that movie really like struck a chord with me, and I was very emotional throughout it. I think if you haven't seen it, the design is very much like 70s America, very like the color palette is very like nostalgic from the very start. And I think there's all of those music that you know and you've heard of, and now you can associate them with images that are super like neat and everything. And I got super emotional. I remember I went out of that cinema and it was probably like 10 p.m., 10:30, and I didn't want to go back home, so I just walked in Strasbourg, like, I just walked with my music on for probably half an hour, and I was just crying, and I think, like, it was this moment where you cry, and you don't really know why, but it feels good mm-hmm. for some reason, and also you feel a little self-conscious, because, like, who's crying in the street of Strasbourg on Sunday night at 10:30, it's a little weird, and it was cold still, so, like, you know, no real reason to be outside. But yeah, that was my anecdote about that. Do you remember crying when watching a movie?
Yeah, I was actually, you reminded me, in Tübingen last year in Germany, there was this movie theater that was also very inexpensive. They were like trying to survive, so it was really cheap. Mm. And I went to see Barbie on the day of the release. And it was also like the last week that I was there. And it had been a full year. And when they got to like the Billie Eilish song, part, I just was sobbing and like trying to like make sure I was not, you know, being too loud and just like disturbing the rest of the people who were there. But
yeah,
it was very emotional, and I didn't really know why I was crying either, but
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you're just watching that movie and somehow for some reason it resonates, and you're not even sure why it does, but it does.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Billie Eilish song. Wait, actually, do you know what? I'm going to play it right now. Fun fact about that, I think I cried to that one too, but I didn't discover it through the Barbie movie. I actually discovered it through, I was packing to come here. I was packing and I was just like playing some random Billie Eilish songs, and it just like played, and I had no idea it was in the Barbie movie because I hadn't seen it at the time, and I was just like packing stuff and trying to like make everything fit into my suitcase, and it was a little bit of a panic because, like, you know, I was about to leave for a year on the other side of the planet, like, huh. and yeah, I remember listening to that song and crying too, or not exactly crying, but like getting tears in my eyes, and I don't think I really like wept, but I somehow it did something too. Okay, you know what, I think it's time to listen to some Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Wow, I hope we're not going to get too much. Wow, that was... Okay, without further ado.
I used to float, now I just fall down. I used to know, but I'm not sure now what I made for. something you paid for. What was I made for? 'Cause
you feel, but I guess Melancholia has seized the studio. well, if it wasn't the theme of today. Right, so just before we get to a little PSA moment, I just wanted to say, so far we've said crying in public transportation is big thing, crying in front of movies big thing, crying because of love, because you're sad, because you're sleep deprived, because you're emotional, you don't really know why. Yeah, which is probably the best type of crying, to be honest, because it's like your body's telling you something that you haven't figured out yet, which I find pretty crazy. Wait, I'm trying not to break that microphone. Okay. Other things that you can cry for, well, we'll get to that later. Okay, if you just tuned in, hello, good morning. I hope you're having the best morning possible ever. Alina's joining me in the studio today, and I suggested that she could read the PSA, public service announcement, which is a thing that we have to do here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio. So, Alina, would you like to read that PSA?
Of course.
Okay, here you go.
All right, this is the Why Not Grow Your Own PSA. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. The more you know. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. Well, I know what I'll be doing this summer. I'll be growing my own plants of all types.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea that the marijuana part was on this yes, right. All right. Well, welcome to Massachusetts, baby. thank you so much, Eleanor, for reading this aloud. I think our listeners are well informed now, and I hope that they do understand how important it is to grow your own plant of radish, because why not? And you can do it. Where are you going to plant them?
So I'll be living at home, and I have to say the soil here in Massachusetts is full of rocks, so it's really hard to plant things, but with a little bit of time and maybe a YouTube tutorial or two, I'm sure I can plant my own radish.
Yay! Let's go. Well, wait, we're waiting for pictures. You'll send me pictures and I hopefully will be able to be like, oh, she grew her own radish plants. You know what we forgot about, Eleanor?
What?
We forgot about, like, the reason, the number one reason why people think people cry.
Heartbreak?
Well, no, like when you're a child and you cry because you just hurt yourself. Oh. You know, like you just physically injured yourself. Yeah, that's not the reason why I cry most of the time, but I do have one anecdote that's cringe and related to that. So,
what is it?
Will you allow me?
Yes.
Okay, that happened here actually. Well, not here, here, but in the US. We were taking a day trip to Cape Cod with my friends, Theo and Eleanor. Hello. And we just happened to, we really wanted to see the Kennedys' house. Because, like, you know, we've all heard about the Kennedys and we were like, oh my God, they had like their holiday house over there. Wow. Beach house, everything's so impressive. We wanted to get there. And we, for some reason, you're not allowed to go in the street where they have like the actual house because I think, like, for some security reasons, probably. We just circled around. We went to that beach place with that. It had this sort of, like, a pier right there. So we decided to walk on the pier. And Theo, who's a very kind-hearted man, gave me the hat that he had. And it was not even his hat. It was, like, his friend's hat, which he had, like, gotten from, well, you know, like, years ago, and he never gave it back, basically. So it was basically his own, but not exactly his own. You know what I mean? We just walked on that pier, and it was very windy. And I know you're going to be like, what the hell, but there's, hold on, we just walked on that pier and it was very, very windy, and the hat just flew away, it just like left, and it fell down in the ocean.
No.
Yes, it did. And it was a little ridiculous because we're like panicking, we're like, oh my God, no, and the hat was just moving probably like 1 inch a minute. It was just like staying there, probably little dying, like just soaking, and we just saw it and we're like, I can't. And I was like, because I was wearing the hat, and I was like, I can't just let it go. It's right. Not even my hat. It's not even his. Like, it's so unfair. And Eleanor looked at me, and she was like, do you want to go? And, oh, something I didn't say. It was 2 degrees outside, but, like, how much is that in Fahrenheit? I can't.
How many degrees?
Two.
Oh, like 34.
Like 34 degrees.
Freezing.
Freezing. Like, literally freezing, and there was the wind, so it felt even colder. And Eleanor looked at me, and she was like, do you want to go? And I was like, honestly? I don't really care anymore. So I just took all my clothes off. So I was like naked, naked in front of the Kennedy's house in Cape Cod. And I just jumped in that water and I just got the hat. And it was a very like underwhelming element because it was not that deep. Like the water was not so deep. It was very quiet and it was just like freezing. It was like, ah! And then I climbed back on the rocks. And because it was so cold, I didn't feel a thing. But I hurt my legs so bad. I was bleeding like all the way out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and like it's actually literally still
the
healing
scar.
No, yeah, it's like I have a scar now because of that. And so it was
Kennedy's
just,
gave you a scar.
Kennedy's gave me a scar. And we just like I was naked outside of this place, just gone out of the water, so like completely soaked, bleeding and crying because like it was like, what just happened? But also it was just like, what? And it was just like this scenery with cars just passing by, and I think this is just so mean, like, what is it young lady doing? And so we had to stop by a CVS to buy like some band-aids and that kind of things. It was a lot of fun actually, and it was a great day, but it hurt much more than expected. So that was probably like,
did you cry?
I think I did, but not because like I was sad or something. I just because
the
I was
pain.
Like, not even the pain. I mean, I advertise it as, like, the pain, but I just wanted to say that I don't really. I think it was just, like, the shock, because it was very cold, so I didn't feel a thing. And, like, it started to hit later, which was, because when I went out, it was so cold that I couldn't feel anything, and, like, it didn't hurt. But then, like, at some point in the car, I was like, oh, okay, that actually hurts. And, like, that is the moment where I was like, So... voila.
Well,
how's that for an anecdote? I don't know if you have such an anecdote to tell, but
well,
if you do,
nothing
please
as special
to share.
As that. But yeah. I did notice you're picking up the Bostonian accent because you said the ca. I think you're more Bostonian than I am now.
Oh my god, this is the best thing someone has ever said to me, because I wanted to get that Bostonian. I know it's crazy to say, but I wanted to get that Bostonian accent. Oh, okay.
You're doing it.
Okay, I'm glad. You know what? I'm very glad. One thing that I'm going to play now is something, a song that I love and a band that I love. Many people are like, oh, it's for middle school people. I don't care, right? it's Fouve. Do you know Fouve?
No.
Okay, you'll know that after I've played the song. It's a French band, and they had like these songs that are very heartfelt and very, like, it's easy to cry to them. And I think it worked for me. And yeah, I like them a lot. So we're going to listen to Talula, and we'll be back in a little bit. If you just tuned in and you just think I was talking about Cape Cod and just rambling about how I got hurt in front of the Kennedy's house, no, no worries. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, be tough, it's free from radio. But without further ado, Talula by Fouve.
Alors que le bruit de nos talons sur le macadam trempé résonne dans la nuit de décembre, alors il faut rattraper le temps perdu, le temps passé loin l'un de l'autre. Je suis un peu fébrile et toi t'as cet air un peu songeur. Tu fais ce bruit avec tes lèvres que je connais par cœur. Les mots se font rares mais peu importe, les silences comptent aussi et on a toute la nuit. Alors que l'odeur d'amandes sucrées, nos haleines alcoolisées nous revient par la baie qu'on expire, alors les langues se délient, alors on ose enfin parler, se dire les choses, tu es parti, je suis resté, on a changé. On s'est construit chacun de notre côté, j'ose pas trop le dire mais souvent tu me manques et je suis heureux à cet instant de pouvoir simplement te regarder. Dans ma poche un briquet, je fais des étincelles par série de trois, réflexes bizarres je sais. Mais je voudrais que ce moment s'arrête pas. Si le bateau coule, si le bateau sombre, je te suivrai, je serai comme ton ombre. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillon, dans les sales moments comme dans les bons. Et si le ciel s'écroule, si les continents plongent, je te suivrai même jusque dans tes songes. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillage, dans les lignes droites et les virages. Engourdis par le froid brille sous le crachin nocturne, alors on discute à bâton rompu comme à cette époque bénie où tu partageais ma vie. J'aime toujours ce que tu es, en fait même plus qu'avant je crois, maintenant que t'es plus là. Et puis y a quelque chose de plus lumineux, de coloré, de plus vivant. Je trouve ça séduisant. Dans ma poche un briquet, je fais des étincelles par série de trois. Réflexe bizarre je sais, mais je voudrais vraiment que ce moment s'arrête pas. Et si le bateau coule, si le bateau sombre, je te suivrai, je serai comme ton ombre. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillon, dans les sales moments comme dans les bons. Et si le ciel s'écroule, si les continents plongent, je te suivrai même jusque dans tes songes. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillage, dans les lignes droites et les virages. Alors que le bruit de nos talons sur le macadam trempé résonne dans la nuit de décembre, alors il faut rattraper le temps perdu, le temps passé loin l'un de l'autre. Tu me dis que bientôt peut-être on va se retrouver, que bientôt peut-être tu vas revenir. Alors mon cœur s'emballe mais je le garde pour moi, je me contente de sourire et de jouer avec la pierre de mon briquet. Toujours ce briquet dans ma poche, je fais des étincelles par série de trois. Réflexe bizarre je sais, mais je voudrais que ce moment s'arrête pas. Et si le bateau coule, si le bateau sombre, je te suivrai, je serai comme ton ombre. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillon, dans les sales moments comme dans les bons. Et si le ciel s'écroule, si les continents plongent, je te suivrai même jusque dans tes songes. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillage, dans les lignes droites et les virages. Et si le bateau coule, si le bateau sombre coule, si le ciel s'écroule, si les continents plongent.
Thoughts?
I love that. That was really good. I need to listen to more French music.
Yeah, I think that one. So that band was very 2010s, and many people now are like despising it as like, oh, it's a little cringe and so and so. Which I understand because it's a little like overly emotional, but I really do like it. Fouve, Talula, for people who wanted to know and didn't. I had something in my mind. I want to talk about other cringiest places that we've cried in, and I just noticed that on the list that I had, I also had a lot of like places that are concert halls, you know, that kind of things. Do you have any, has that happened to you?
I don't know if I have any off the top of my head, but I feel like...
Right. I can talk about mine, and if you think about it, just let me know. So what mine were, some of them are here, some others are in France, but I'm just going to talk about two events that happened this year. The first one was, I was in New York City, and... Well, okay. That first start, I mean, and I was in New York City, and there was this Hamilton, well, you know, Hamilton the musical. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to see it. I hadn't booked any tickets because I didn't, like, I don't have $200 to spend on any musical, although I think it's great. I just couldn't, like, afford it. And I just went there, and I was like, maybe I'll find a way to get a cheaper ticket, which, you know, it's Hamilton, so normally you don't do that, but whatever. It was December, and I just arrived, and I got, like, for some reason, I got very lucky and I got a standing room ticket for like $30, $40. Oh, yeah. So I just stood there and I had waited for a long time outside, and it was very cold outside too. And so I just went in, and like it had started already, so I had to rush a little bit to not miss any of the songs. And I just like rushed in and I just listened to that, and I was like in awe. And I think I just had listened to that music so much before, and like I've talked about it so much and so on and so forth. I was just like, oh my god, this is real. And it was like the you know, the cry of shock, but like, oh, I'm seeing this real life, this is what I'm living right now. So that was one. And the other one was, I was at the BSO, Boston Symphonic Orchestra, which by the way has the best deal for student card.
That's true.
Yeah, amazing deal. And I went to see Peer Gynt there. And I mean, you know Peer Gynt, like you know some songs of it, and you've heard some of them. And I just, the moment when you hear the songs that you've heard a lot when you were a child, and it's just like on stage and in front of you, and probably in one of the best orchestras of the world, you're just like, oh, okay. And I think it was just very same thing, like kind of shock. Oh, wow, this is actually what I'm hearing right now. I think it's very interesting to see like how senses really make it easy to get emotional and cry. So
yeah.
Do you have any such anecdotes?
You know, I'm trying to think. I can't find any examples, but I do think that, like, senses can bring back memories. Like, if I smell something that reminds me of, like, my childhood, I'll be, like, really nostalgic. I might not cry, but I'll be really nostalgic.
Do you have a smell in mind?
I think that I was thinking about this the other day. I made a fruit salad with strawberries.
Yeah.
And it was with a little bit of sugar.
Yeah.
And it just, like, that was what I would get in my lunchbox in the summer when I would go to camp, and my mom would make it for me when I was, like, 4 or 5. And it just like brought me back to when I was a kid, and it was like very nice.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's not about crying. I think sometimes, also hear me out, I think sometimes crying is not only the physical reaction. I think you can cry without having tears in your eyes, if that makes any sense. And it just, you're moved by something very powerfully, and it's just, it's taking over you. And for some reason, you can't just, you need to let that soak in, and you need to live that moment. And sometimes you would have tears from like that shed from your eyes, but sometimes you won't.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, you know,
you get like the intense like feeling of crying without actually. I totally get that.
So for you, it would be the strawberry salad with a little bit of sugar?
Yeah.
Is that a smell or like something that you taste? Or both?
It's both.
It's both. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Very cool. See, you weren't expecting to hear that by tuning in this radio, and here now we are. You know what? I think I'm going to play some Lana Del Rey, because can you really do something about crying and not play Lana Del Rey?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can. And this is actually related to another anecdote, which I will tell you, because we need to introduce a little bit of suspense and cliffhanger. I will tell you afterwards, but for now it's going to be How to Disappear. Good choice?
I don't know it.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited.
John met me down on the boulevard. Cry on his shoulder, cause life is hard. The waves came in over my head. What you been up to, my babe? Haven't seen you around here late. All of the guys tell me lies, but you don't, you just crack another. You're still here. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear. Joe met me down at the just 'cause he fought too hard. And now he's in over his head. But I love that man like nobody can. He moves mountains and pounds them to ground again. I watch the guys getting high as they fight for the things that they hold deep, to forget the things they fear. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear.
Alienor, your mic is on if you want to speak. But wow, intense.
That was a surreal moment in the studio.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, it's 7:48 and we only have 12 minutes left together, and it's going to be my last 12 minutes on WMFO, and I just don't want to. Which reminds me of why I played this song in the first place. It was playing in the sink the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, the sink, and I was just like listening to it, and I was like, I don't know this song, and I just like, you know, Shazammed it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I decided it was going to be one of the songs for the end of the year.
because you know, you're putting yourself in.
This is the minute. Wow. Yeah, literally. So there's that, and one other. Okay, because I think we don't. I have so many other places I want to talk about, but I won't have time. So just, I'm trying to make a selection here of what I should talk about. I cried in front of Alin after my last but one class because I was very sad to leave my students.
They loved you.
Yeah.
They wrote you a card, no?
And one of them did, yeah. Aww. Yeah, she was so sweet. No, yeah, one of them wrote me a card and they were, like, lovely, and I just love them. And I was really, like, weeping and sobbing uncontrollably in front of Alin, which...
Aww.
Also's a little cringe because like, Alin,
no,
you know?
Is the place for that.
Alin's the place for that. But also when you have like when you're a TA and people just see you crying outside, I don't think they assume it's because, you know, they're gonna miss persons. And I'm just like, no, it's because I'm gonna miss you. It's weird to say that too. So you're just in that weird position of like, I'm crying because of you, but also not really. But also please don't well, anyways, so Alin was one place. The Tish Roof was another one.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
Like,
yes.
The place to cry on campus. Changed my mind. I think on the shuttle to... I wrote on the shuttle to Davis Square, but I can't really remember what was the occasion for that. But I'm sure that if I did write it, it was right. In Germany, on a bike in Stralsund. So I was just, like, biking Stralsund here, because I spent, like, a couple of days there. And I think it was just... It was happy tears.
Happy tears.
Like, yeah, like, you know, it was a long day, and it was, like, the sun was setting. And it was not, like, weeping. It was just, like, one tear or two that just dropped. And I was listening to music, and I was like, oh, it's when I'm living around, it's beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah, in a train between Leuven and Brussels. That happened several times. Streets of Strasbourg.
It's always the public transportation.
Always the public transportation. I think it's like my favorite cringe place to cry in.
You know, I don't think it's cringe. I think we all do.
Really?
It. We've all been there.
We've all been.
Or, you know, a lot of people would want to do it and they just don't have the guts to.
Right. Well, it's just at some point I'm just like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
It was.
You're surrounded by strangers anyway.
Yeah, so. I think the last time I did that was on the MBTA Greenland. It was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday, and I was just, like, feeling, you know, I was listening to How to Disappear, and it was just, dude, my love has just left, and it was very sad, and it was like, oh, and so I decided that, like, who gives a freak, because, like, nobody's gonna, people are in their own world anyway, so most of the time, I'm sure they don't actually notice, or they do, but, like, oh, don't really care. I think I'm going to play some other songs before we finish, and then we'll wrap up, and then I'll tell you one last anecdote, I think, and then that will be it. Is there anything you'd like to share for now?
Right now?
Right now?
I have nothing to share right now, but...
Okay, well, if you want to share, you know, think about it. If you want to share something, it's going to be your time.
Okay.
Petula Clark, La Nuit N'en Finit Plus.
Se traîne, la nuit n'en finit plus. Et j'attends que quelque chose vienne. Mais je ne sais qui, je ne sais quoi. J'ai envie d'aimer, j'ai envie de vivre. Malgré le vide de tout ce temps passé. Et de tout ce temps perdu, dire qu'il y a tant d'êtres sur la terre qui, comme moi, ce soir sont solitaires. C'est triste à mourir, quel monde insensé. Oh, je voudrais dormir et ne plus penser.
Okay, I only have 5 minutes left, and it's going to be a challenge because there are a lot of things that I would like to say. Oh, music is playing. You know what? It's great. I want to play that with music, too. So, Patience by the Lumineers is playing right now. Let me just... Yeah.
I love the Lumineers.
You can like, put the headphones on if you want to hear. Okay, before I finish, I have, like, 1 minute to tell you what I want to tell you. Last anecdote I want to say, cringe place I've cried to, the Glitter Boys, last Friday, we went, and it was 1:50 a.m., and I was just, like, weeping uncontrollably while trying to dance and make the most out of it, because it was already ending, and I couldn't believe it, and I had spent so much time there having fun, that it was just both sad and beautiful, and that's going to be my conclusion to this, the cringiest place that I've cried in show. You know what? I think I've come to peace with the idea of crying in places that are cringe and places that are not cringe. Why? Because we've mapped it, but there are several reasons that you can cry for. Heartbreak, love, sometimes you just hurt yourself, sometimes you're just melancholic, you don't really know what's happening, but you're crying still. And I guess that's how we kind of know that we're alive. And I know it's cheesy and I don't care, right? It's my last time here, nobody's gonna listen to that show ever, I can say whatever I want. I think it's how we know we're alive. And I think every place that I've been to on this earth and that has been seen me crying was a place that touched me, and I think that's what matters. And it's the end of that song.
That was beautiful, Marion. Brought me to tears.
All right, and we're going to listen to two other songs before I end, and then I'm going to shut up, I swear. It's Strange by Celeste, and then we're going to finish by That's All Right. And WMFO, I love you. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion. I was the host, quote-unquote, of Radio Europe for this second semester, an entire year. I loved doing that show. I am going to miss talking to whoever was listening. If you do have cringe places that you've cried in and you want to share them, feel free to email me. I'd be happy to hear about that. And yes, I'm going to miss this place, and I'm going to stop talking, playing Strange, which is a little sad, but then we're going to finish on That's All Right. Love you. Goodbye.
I tried for you, trying to see through all smoke, and it wouldn't move. What could I do? I touched your head to pour your thoughts into my hand, but now I yeah.